Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Grab any video game, Dark Souls level hard or Hello Kitty Nail Salon easy, and you'll likely find one person who cheated while playing through the game. It's human nature that some people want to succeed by any means necessary, especially since doing so doesn't exactly harm anyone, even if it annoys people when you do it on a multiplayer game. Be it out of a sense of vengeance or just sheer convenience, sometimes games will do the exact same thing and cheat right back at you in order to mess you up. While the method varies from breaking its own preset rules to straight up punishing you where it would never punish its precious AI children. Generally, this isn't strictly speaking a bad thing. It can make you feel saltier if you lose, sure, because it feels more unfair. But the inverse is that you feel like an absolute champion every time you succeed in a situation that seemed tailored to lead you to your defeat, even if that realistically probably wasn't anywhere near the actual case. I am Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 times video games cheated to beat you. Number 10, Infinite Spells, Infinite Suffering, Chrono Cross. Much like any RPG game, Chrono Cross doesn't let you do too much in one turn of a battle. After all, it'd sort of defeat the point if you could just cast like 7 spells in one round, as it would make every fight one single turn. So, fair enough, you're limited to only casting stuff when you've built up enough of a combo, and you can use only one type of element per fight. Only that doesn't seem to stop many of your enemies, who cast spells like they were given a free coupon for all you can cast magic at the mystical buffet. Which is kind of a punch in the teeth when you're stuck casting a measly single healing spell per turn, and your opponent is breaking out wizardry of every flavour like glow sticks at a rave. Number 9, knowing moves before their time. Pokemon. Pokemon has long given us the advantage when playing the game, largely because we can create a perfectly balanced team ready to smash down any opponents, whereas few trainers you face in the course of the various games will be able to say the same. In order to make it so our route to the Elite Four and Champion isn't an easy run though, your enemies do get some special bonuses to try and present more of a challenge to you. The most unfair feeling of all of these is that occasionally an enemy Pokemon will know a move they have no way to learn at that level. This might sound incredibly petty, but they're usually pretty powerful moves that you can't learn through any way but leveling your critters up, and thus, it kind of sucks to see it just randomly show up for someone else. It's also kind of a burn on any tactics, as you have no idea what kind of moveset your enemy might have, and you have no idea what to properly counter it with. Number 8, a free monument, Civilization. A game of Civilization that's too easy is genuinely low-key torture. Far away are the moments of challenge and quick thinking that make the game so engaging for many, replaced by a slow slog of continual victory. If you need a bit of an ego boost, it might just do the trick. Otherwise, it's one of the most supremely boring experiences a good game can present. Now, all this said, it doesn't quite forgive a weird thing that the game does, which is that it provides AI players a random chance of getting one of the wonders of the world built every turn. Not only does this suck because you have to slave away in order to make one, and the computer got it for free, but it also sucks because they get bragging rights of having made something cool, potentially way before it should have even gotten it. All we're saying is building the goddamn pyramids should take a lick of work, that's all. Number 7, always watching. Call of Duty Black Ops. Since many of us have honed our COD skills to a degree perhaps rightfully labelled worryingly good, it's only fair that the games have AI programmed to give us a proper challenge. However, that doesn't equate to the omnipotent opponents, which it can sometimes feel like you're facing off against in Black Ops. Only it isn't just a feeling, it's a reality. Watching a kill cam of one of these clever robot murderers can often show you them tracking unfortunate players through walls, which crosses the line between a very difficult AI component into Come on, man. Walls exist in games for a reason. They're not impossible to kill, and taking an enemy out knowing they can do things like this does make you feel a little bit more badass, but it can still put you off playing against them a bit, if only because it feels a little like playing imaginary games with that one kid who would have a bulletproof force field to prevent themselves from ever dying. Number 6, the AI advantage, Mortal Kombat. It's not exactly rare for fighting games to have hard-as-nails AI enemies for you to best. In fact, for many fighting games, that's sort of the whole point. You honing your skills against increasingly difficult opponents so you can be at your prime when you face those real human folk. However, some games have AI that are harder than any human opponent you could ever face because they're downright broken. This is especially true in Mortal Kombat, a game where the AI counters every single throw after you've thrown a couple. This is to the point where the damn characters can reverse a throw while frozen. While frozen! This dark, merry tradition of having the CPU do things humans physically are incapable of has continued still, with bosses like Shao Kahn being able to leave players in tears with their inhumanly fast counters and blocks to this day. Number 5, backstabbed in the face. Team Fortress 2. Playing the spy class in Team Fortress 2 is one of the more challenging ways to try and get good at the game. A spy disguises themselves as the other class, generally though certain styles don't, and lurks around the opposing team waiting to launch a backstab at an unsuspecting player. Naturally, as stabbing someone in the back is a little more tricky than merely shooting a gun at them, the hitbox for backstabs is slightly wider than you might expect, in order to prevent the class from being unplayable for everyone but the top echelon of spies. Seems fine, right? Well, it was, right up until the Man vs. Machine TF2 maps came out. Here you'd face off against AI-controlled robot versions of the classes, which naturally includes robo-spies. Only issue is, these spies are made to be especially good at hitting you in your backstab hitbox, and because this hitbox is adjusted to be a little generous, they're able to hit you in simply crazy angles that still count as a backstab. It's not the biggest crisis known to man, or Manco, but it can certainly leave you a little salty to see your killcam feature some goofy Robocop stabbing your face for way more damage than it should have been. Number 4, AI beatdowns, Mount and Blade. By all means, the AI in Mount and Blade having leniencies you don't get isn't exactly a bad thing. It's supposed to be a game that you can play through for a seriously long amount of time, and that wouldn't work quite the same if you could just pile drive all your enemies into the dirt. However, the more you play Mount and Blade, the more you're likely to note some of the luxuries your AI opponents get with a touch of envy. Firstly, they get the ability to run away when you defeat them, which is something that you are never able to do. Meaning where you lose money and resources when beaten and caught, they get to just leg it instead. Combine this with the fact that they don't need to feed their party for morale, and that they're incapable of doing friendly fire, not to mention a ton of other fun little details, and it's very difficult to not say the infamous line of "this game is broken" when you do get your ass handed to you. Number 3, starting before the race, Crash Team Racing. For a franchise that is aimed at kids in many sense, the Crash Bandicoot lineup can prove incredibly difficult to complete. While most know that the original trilogy were challenging, especially the first ever game, far less are aware of how difficult the Orange Marsupials racing series also was. This is best shown in the final race against Nitrous Oxide. From the offset, the whole thing is clearly not in your favour, because your opponent gets to start before the race has officially begun, meaning you're immediately stuck playing an intense game of catch-up to get to them. While this might not sound like much, the race against Oxide is incredibly difficult anyways, with them having every previous ability the bosses you faced had combined with an insane amount of speed. As such, just racing against Nitros regularly would have proved difficult enough, without letting a little bit of cheating happen to make everything all the more taxing. Number 2, the non-stop fight, Undertale. Now, to be fair, the only vaguely cheating fight in Undertale takes place in the Genocide Run, which happens if you decide to kill every precious critter in the entirety of the game, at which point you maybe kind of deserve the experience waiting for you. As it's revealed that jovial slacker Sans is a lot more than he lets on, and has way more fighting prowess than you might have initially reckoned. This is partially because he breaks all the rules of the conventional fighting system by attacking you when you're in the menu screen, because the heart that you use to dodge attacks is also your cursor to select your next move, meaning he can target you whenever he likes. This leads to a devilishly difficult fight that has likely convinced many players to quit the Genocide playthrough, which, to be fair, isn't exactly a bad thing. Number 1, the ever-watching eyes of a horse, Skyrim. Skyrim is a blessing in many regards, but the strangest by far is the fact that we can constantly be grateful for how chill our horses are compared to those in the land of Tamriel. Because if you've played the game for long enough, you've come across an especially unusual scenario: trying to steal something, seeing you're being watched even though nobody's around, and then realizing a goddamn horse is staring you down, and that's the reason why. If, like many of us, you laughed at this and decided to steal anyways, reassured by the seemingly obvious concept that horses can't report crimes, you will have no doubt experienced the horror of discovering that in Skyrim, horses can apparently report crimes. Which is absolute bull, as if there's one thing that's true of any horse, real or imaginary code in a video game, it's this: horses are not narcs. Except the horse from Warhorse. He knows what he did.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.